From Tidbits on April 14th, 2008, this is the audio version of Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Apple's Pro Application Updates 2008-01 updates Final Cut Studio 2, bringing Final Cut Pro up to version 6.0.3 and Compressor to version 3.0.3. According to Apple, the update, quote, addresses specific customer issues, installation issues, compatibility updates, general performance issues, and improves overall stability, unquote. A valid Final Cut Studio 2 serial number is required to download the update. Photoshop Lightroom 1.4.1 and Camera Raw 4.4.1 fix a set of problems that prompted Adobe to pull the 1.4 and 4.4 updates of the software a few weeks ago. Those earlier updates incorrectly modified EXIF time and date information on photos and prevented Olympus JPEG files from rendering correctly. The import performance was also degraded in Lightroom 1.4 compared to version 1.3. The updates also add support for Canon EOS 450D, Digital Rebel XSI EOS KISS X2, Nikon D60, Sony A350, and others, and update printer driver compatibility under macOS 10.10.5 Leopard. Windows versions of the updates are also available. OmniWeb 5.7 from the Omni Group is a fairly major release to the company's feature-packed web browser. OmniWeb 5.7 improves ad blocking, adds a mail contents of this page command to the file menu, gives the option to display PDFs inline or download them, improves PDF handling, and reduces the CPU usage and memory footprint. A number of nagging crashes were also resolved. Eyeglasses 2.1 from Ecamm Network adds digital zoom to the video utility, along with support for 7 additional video applications: Sketch, Pixelmator, Cha-Ching, WebEx Meeting Center, Arkaios VJ, Acorn, and Uvu. Other changes include support for using a CamTwist video source and bug fixes to work with iMovie 08 properly, and to fix problems with pan and zoom using the Apple remote in Leopard. Eyeglasses 2.1 also resets the demo period, so those who have previously tried the program can try it again. Aluminum Keyboard Firmware Update 1.0 from Apple updates the firmware of both the wired and wireless versions of the Apple aluminum keyboard to put a stop to unexpected key repeats. Apple claims the update also addresses other issues. The update requires macOS 10.10.5.2, and if you're installing from a MacBook or MacBook Pro, be sure to plug in your computer's power cord before installing. Airfoil Speakers for Linux 1.0 from Rogue Amoeba allows Airfoil for Mac 3 or Airfoil for Windows 2.5 to stream music over a network to a system running a supported version of Linux. This software doesn't include any other Airfoil functionality and is labeled unsupported by Rogue Amoeba. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, download software, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and I hope you enjoy these updates.